The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Now it's time for the Consumer Fight Back Show. And here's your host, the Credit Master himself, Bruce Danielson.
Good morning and welcome back this Tuesday, early morning. And as Frank just said, you are listening to the Consumer Fight Back Report. And we are a weekly live talk show for you new listeners' benefit. And you that listen to us off and on for years and years. We've been around for a long time, our sponsoring advertiser has, just so you know. And we are, for you new people, a consumer advocate. We are conservative consumer advocates. But what made the United States a great country is the middle class. That doesn't mean it's not okay to be rich. It's just not okay to be rich and kill the middle class with stupidity, right? So anyway, I'm your host, Bruce Danielson. We own the name Credit Master, says the United States, agrees, the Patent and Trademark Office. And we talk about a variety of consumer advocate things. And mostly escaping economic bondage. If you got a lot of money, you can probably do it easier. Anyway, with me today is, as usual, my co-host, who is a lady with opinions, J.D.
And good morning to our listeners.
And what are we going to talk about this Tuesday?
Well, several things. We have received emails this week regarding a subject that we discussed last week about the Attorney General of New York, and Bruce is going to go over that again. We had a lot of interest in that article. Another subject we're going to talk about is the difference between the Federal Trade Commission and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So there seems to be some confusion about their different responsibilities.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And also, we did have a lot of comments about the lady in Oregon who whipped, she and her attorneys whipped one of the three big credit bureaus. There are three, Equifax in this case, who headquarters out of Atlanta, a little history. Equifax used to be called the Credit Bureau Inc., and it is publicly traded under CBI. Yeah, they dropped the. It started allegedly in 1899, long time ago. Changed its name to Equifax many, many years ago. And then you have the company that was out of Chicago called TransUnion. TransUnion was owned by the Pritzker family. They own Hyatt Hotels, have a lot of money, made the news over family squabbles. And they sold out, 3 years ago, roughly. I don't know the exact date. It's not that important. To Goldman Sachs, those guys in Wall Street who helped bring you the mortgage bubble and made a lot of money. In fact, they were on the news recently by selling their rotten paper off to their own good clients. Really nice organization, kind of thing that keeps America strong, right? And then we have Experian. Now, Experian's pretty interesting. The original company of the big three, you might say, they were actually a big five back up to about 1990. And the original one, the most aggressive, was a company known as TRW. Okay?
Standing for?
standing for, well, Thompson, Romer, and Wooldridge.
Machine guns?
Thompson invented the machine shop in Cleveland, Ohio, and he actually invented the Tommy gun. That's the one that our guys liked in World War II, particularly. Audie Murphy, the number one soldier, was from the Dallas area here of Texas. In fact, his home is not too far from our office. It's called Dovey's. They've closed it down. It was a restaurant. A little history. But anyway, Thompson was the machine gun guy. Romer and Wooldridge were McDonnell Douglas computer whizzes. So anyway, they sold out a few years ago, back in about 1996, to the English. And the English changed the name to Experian, for like experience, okay? The English could always do some things to the people in the United States that were illegal to do, so I just happen to know because my company used to be, I used to work for an airline, for those of you who don't know. I'm an ex-captain and chief pilot. And we were the company that ran all over the world hauling secrets for this country. Yes. And we have our secrets and we instigate all kinds of things. Charlie Wilson's War was one of them. You might want to go see the movie. Saturn Airways Transamerica, which became merged with TIA and became Transamerica. Still around. Not in the airline business, though. The airlines have shut down, gone away a long time ago now. Anyway, they ran all over the world and knew a lot of things. So that allowed Experian. We started taking, we couldn't monitor the people here like we can now after the Patriot Act. So what they did was took satellite equipment to England, and then they sent it over there, and the English could monitor us and tell us about it. Isn't that great? It's called Keeping You in Economic Bondage. Now, here's something you need to know, because if you don't, we don't overcome this, we're going to end up like hundreds of other countries over the years that you haven't heard about, because they're no more. And anyway, history says, and gee, I hated that course when I went to school, but it's so important now, that history repeats itself. And so anyway, it takes 200 to 250 years, and it really doesn't matter whether you're walking around with horses, camels, sandals, or you're running around in Maseratis and rocket ships. It takes 200 to 250 years for the wealth to concentrate. Yeah, we got 237 coming up, I think, this July 4th. And as you can tell, the country's in trouble, and you got a bunch of dummies running it. Actually, I think some of them are greedy. They're just taking the money, and they think, well, it won't hurt us this time. But there's a limit to all this stuff. In fact, the consumers, although the country is allowing, the government is saying we're bouncing back, but the average consumer makes $3,000 a year less than they did 10 years ago. And with the inflation, that's not just a difference of $3,000. That's a difference of more, maybe $10,000. So there's a lot of things hurting the country. And if you don't have a healthy middle class, you won't have any people to fight the ISIS and the Al-Qaeda and some of the other people. You know, people don't really like our country. They're jealous of us. Yes. And we've been very good, the United States of America has, at allowing people to come in here. In fact, we've been really generous on that southern border. Of course, why is that? Well, I was talking to Los Angeles yesterday. By the way, we're in North Dallas, Texas. But our sponsoring advertiser is legal to get you out of credit trouble anywhere. In fact, it's the only one that's a consumer advocate. There's only two left. There were only 24, and just so you know. And the other one is a collection agency created by the credit bureaus to sell credit reports back in the mid-50s. First Stone Credit Counseling's original company started March 15th of 90. Okay? anyway, we are wanting you to know some of the little facts that will help you understand that we're not just totally crazy. Anyway, there have been some comments. We get emails and calls during the week at 972-235-1188, 972-235-1188. And by the way, before I forget, we go to our first break here in about 3 minutes, you can call the show at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. And you're probably going to want to have a pen, because if you'll listen to us and use First Stone Credit Counseling, you will get out of credit trouble. And you'll get out faster than any other way. Time will heal it if you don't get in any more trouble, probably. But then there's another story about that that we've talked to. So you may have talked about. So you may want to go back and check some of the archives. See, okay? Yes, because every week we give you some different information, things to encourage you to want to hire First Stone Credit Counseling, our employer. We actually are volunteers.
And we are an education company.
We educate the United States. Treasury, IG, is the watchdogs for this. And we're going to talk about the difference between some other watchdogs here later in the show. One called the Federal Trade Commission. They are the business and credit police. And I'll explain the difference. And the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was actually brought up by now Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was a Harvard law professor. Interesting lady. A lot of people think she ought to run as for president or the Democrats instead of Hillary. Well, might be a good idea, but she says she's not going to do it. She's gotten a lot of criticism from both sides, actually, but she has done some really smart things, and we're conservatives, and we're going to tell you she's instigated some smart things. What we're for is good things for the country. Conservatives mean we don't go for all this wild crap like you're hearing about. We don't think it's a good idea to run down to the border or Panama City and have wild sex and drunken parties. Leads to lots of trouble. Some of those things last a lifetime, okay? But then sometimes you got to live a while before you understand all that, okay? Well, we're coming up on the first break here, and then we'll come back and get into some of those other things. So we'll see you in about 3 minutes, I think. Right, Justin?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Darn, my credit report and risk scores are still a nightmare. It's even worse since I hired a credit repair clinic. Where can I turn?
Hi, frustrated with credit repair scams, credit counselor collectors in disguise, and those so-called credit bureaus, and maybe some third-party collectors? There's still one company, perhaps only one in all of America, that can actually get you out of credit trouble. But I won't tell you unless you buy me lunch.
Buy lunch? Oh, my bad credit and risk score is dragging me down, costing me a fortune and lost opportunities. You get your free lunch.
The only person to ever take the credit bureaus to real financial task founded First Stone Credit Counseling. First Stone is a U.S. Treasury certified consumer advocate nonprofit with a 501c3 certificate. Call them when you need help. 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Or visit their website at firststone.com. FirstStone.com. First Stone.
Dance Talk Radio has come to Voice America. Join host Tracy Marciniak and her celebrity guests every week for a show that takes you inside the world of dance. What's it like working with stars like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift? The experts share their stories and the behind-the-scenes secrets. Plus, inside tips to become a better dancer, instructor, or studio owner. Dance on over to the Voice America Variety Channel every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific for Dance Talk Radio.
What can you find on Get Real Radio? Well, quite honestly, who you really are. Join host James Robinson each week for a program designed to reveal more about yourself and your world through words of wisdom and profound guests. You'll discover more about the spiritual movement and how it can work with you and alert you to problems you may not be aware of. It will educate, titillate, and enlighten your mind. Get Real Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This could end up being the best time of your week.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
Hello, and again, and welcome back for the second segment of the live Consumer Fight Back Report. Coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, worldwide through Voice America and World Talk Radio. And we are on the Variety Channel. They have seven of those, and we're here to help you escape economic bondage. And that means if you've gotten caught, getting out of it. And it's permissible to do that. Second chances are permissible, even third chances. In fact, God Almighty said so himself. Yes, read his book. And on top of that, we are here to give out information so you'll have some ideas about what to do, how to watch out, how to avoid these problems, okay? And these problems are everywhere. So we're coming around. We're live. We're coming to you from Dallas, and occasionally some of our telephones, in case you can hear that, are loud, right, JD?
They are, so we have people that want to talk to us today. So.
Right. Some of them know how to call the studio from past performance. And a lot of them, we encourage them to call the show and come through that. Now, to call the show, it's 1-866-472-5788. 1-866-472-5788. You can see if you can ask us a question or stump the credit master.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So we're here about economic bondage. If you want out of credit trouble, you want to call 972-235-1188. The company is not free, but it gives installments. Incredible part is in all of its years, in March 15th, was its 25th year anniversary, and never had a consumer sue it, right? I think we had one that thought about it once, and then he found out that he actually was wrong, and changed his ways, and we got him out of trouble. Anyway, it's very complex. They want to keep you in economic bondage. So we had a lot of calls recently and emails about what is the difference between some of the regulatory agencies, and particularly the federal ones like the Federal Trade Commission. And you can go to their website and learn a lot. It's ftc.gov, ftc.gov. The other one is the newer one. The FTC has been around a long time, and it kind of specializes in protecting consumers through fairness in business, you might say. There's some overlaps here. And then there's some other agencies you might want to know about, too, like the Attorneys General. Then the new one, brought up by Elizabeth Warren when she was a Harvard law professor, originally from Oklahoma. Yeah. And interesting. She has a heart and understands that you need the middle class to be healthy. So in 2011, it was actually in July, it was opened up. And it has a big office in, for some reason, Iowa City, Iowa. Yes. So evidently one of the senators or congressmen from that area, maybe Senator Grassley, helped get that done. And, of course, Iowa's in the news because of its political situation all the time. That's where they start out there in New Hampshire. All right. And they raise a lot of agriculture there in Iowa and other things. Actually, Des Moines, Iowa is probably the wealthiest city in America. Why? Insurance and agriculture. People got to eat. And you have the big chemical companies there changing, creating all these new things to eat, right? The ones that are going to grow an extra arm or leg for you. Okay.
So are you saying then that the Federal Trade Commission is more along the lines of looking into business practices, and then the Consumer Financial Protection Agency is more along the lines of consumer issues?
Well, yes. And so the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, it's calling itself Bureau, is led by an independent director who's appointed by the president and has to be confirmed by the Senate, like other secretaries of this and secretaries of that. Okay? Then it has an independent budget also, which is supposedly paid by the Federal Trade Commission, or not the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Reserve System. Anyway, we have a caller. We have a guy named Steve in Atlanta, it says. Steve in Atlanta, are you there?
I am, Bruce. This is Steve, long-time listener of the show, and I was interested in the topic today. You guys are talking about what the Federal Trade Commission and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Roger.
And what prompted the call, kind of hanging out there in LinkedIn and in some user groups, some folks are sort of asking if any of those two bar them from practicing credit repair. And these groups are kind of having mix of people where people are looking at making money any way they possibly can, and they want to do it for profitable gain. You have any insight on that? Is the Federal Trade Commission going to sanction that and you know, kind of hand clap everybody on into the business of credit repair?
Well, that's a good point, Steve. Here's the situation on credit repair. There's the consumer Protection Act passed many, many years ago, and it was led back by a senator who's long been gone from Wisconsin called Proxmire. So anyway, that act has 8 sub-laws, and then it has a Regulation Z, which is how can people borrow money, like on installments, open accounts, revolving accounts, what's the difference? And those things are set up by the Federal Reserve Regulation Z. The other 8 parts regulate things like credit repair, credit bureaus, so-called credit bureaus, consumer reporting agencies. There's 2 of those on collectors. One of them is the Federal Debt Collection Practices Act, and the other is the Fair Credit Billing Act. Difference between in fact, we did a show on this a while back, and so forth and so on. Anyway, there is a difference, a big difference. And
So if I hear you correctly, you just can't jump in the business thinking there's no regulatory oversight.
No, actually in 96, the Title IV, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, or I'm sorry, the Credit Repair Act was enacted. It was passed by Congress, written up and passed by Congress and signed by the President. And on April 1st, coming up, it's going to be the anniversary of 97, it enacted. So in a few days, we're going to have the anniversary. April Fool's Day, by the way, right?
That's right.
Whatever that means, okay? So credit repair is considered by the Federal Trade Commission, and they publish this at FTC.gov, credit repair, buyer beware. And it's been there since 1998. Jody Bernstein was the head of consumer protection then, the FTC. And she wrote a really good article on it. And in paragraph 2, it says they've never seen a legitimate credit repair clinic.
Oh, wow.
If you want to be a legitimate credit repair, you have to do what First Stone did. You go to the Treasury and you petition them to get approved to do credit counseling. And then you can go do credit repair legally. So actually, First Stone Credit Counseling does legal credit repair. It's the only one that actually does it because its only competitor is really, in actuality, a collector. Consumer Credit Counseling Services and all the franchises, under whatever name they are now, franchises of the NFCC, now stands for National Foundation for Credit Counseling, do collection for the big guys to help the credit bureaus sell credit reports. Yeah, isn't that good? So, yes, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau might look into that, but so far I haven't seen them do much. But they did put some guys in where you're at, out of business, some lawyers, some collectors. I don't remember the name of the firm. You happen to remember?
No, I don't.
Okay. We'll have to look that up. I used to have it on the tip of my tongue, but they actually put them out of business, and I think not only disbarred them, but may have gone to jail or they're still in trial for situations. So there's a lot of abuse and a lot of bad things here, see. So,
okay. Well, I certainly appreciate it. You definitely have a wealth of information there, and I'm going to reblog some of the information in the user groups out there in LinkedIn because they surely need some guidance in this field because where folks want to help, I'm sure they'd like to be compliant because it's probably important.
Well, First Stone Credit Counseling knows how to use those to help you, see. So anyway, we're going to go to break here, Steve, and then we'll come back for our third segment, and you call us anytime. We'll talk a little bit more about this in the next segment. See you in about 3 minutes, folks.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Credit stressed? Need credit repair? The Federal Credit and Business Police, the FTC, state they've never seen a legal credit repair clinic. If those so-called credit repair and debt negotiator illegals are not smart enough to get legal, what makes them smart enough to solve your credit problems?
Hi, I'm Bruce Danielson, founder of First Stone Credit Counseling, the one company that is U.S. Treasury approved and competent to do credit file restoration. We're not collectors in disguise or consumer ripoff artists. In fact, First Stone is a consumer advocate credit file restorer with a U.S. Treasury 501c3 nonprofit certification who has resolved thousands of credit problems over the last 18 plus years. First Stone can put you back on track to financial freedom, and you can start right now by calling
First Stone at 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Or check the website firststone.com. That's F-I-R-S-T-S-T-O-N-E.com.
If you are interested in real estate in America's largest city or anywhere, be sure to listen for Good Morning New York Real Estate with Vince Rocco. Although our focus is on Manhattan and other real estate markets in and around New York City, we'll have plenty of information that will help you successfully buy, sell, and close a transaction no matter where you are in the world. Good Morning New York Real Estate with Vince Rocco can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. in New York, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat, creator of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Hey, welcome back to the Consumer Fight Back Report this Tuesday morning. And we are talking about different subjects to help you stay out of economic bondage, and if you got in it, to get you out, and what to do. And this is a very complex problem. And we heard from a guy in Atlanta that listens to the show, has followed us for years, named Steve, who is going to do some blogging and things because he realizes the fact that you have a healthy middle class, you have a place to live. There's nowhere else in the world you really want to live. There's a lot of places that are fun to visit, but you want to come home to the United States where you have the best freedoms, even though there's a lot of problems. So if we all get together and get smart here, we won't have so many problems. Now, there are two companies that are legal to get you out of credit trouble. That means that all these credit repair firms are illegal, and the United States government publishes that. The Federal Trade Commission is the one that goes after the credit repair clinics, and they've been trying to get rid of them. Once they got down to where there were about 50 left, I estimate, and they've had different operations. They've now, few years ago, maybe 10, turned it over to the regional office in Chicago. And Chicago has a lot of problems, maybe even at the federal level, right? Chicago is becoming the next Detroit, it says. They're going broke. And they've been selling off the parts there. So anyway, if they were doing a good job at getting rid of the credit repair clinics, there wouldn't be 5,000 of them out there, right? But you can call the Chicago Office of the Federal Trade Commission and make a report. But back in 95 and 96, the FTC had what they called Operation Payback to get rid of them. In 98, they tried again with Operation Eraser. In 2000, it was called Operation Protection Deception. That worked pretty good. That's where they got down to about 50. Then, of course, a lot of people looking to make a living, and they said, well, some people put some books out and said, well, here, you buy my book, I'll show you how to do this, but don't you believe it, the credit bureaus love those because they control it. And so anyway, if you're hiring an illegal, then you're illegal, aren't you? Kind of like driving the getaway car for the bank robber, except this is a credit situation. So you can go to FTC, FederalTradeCommission.gov, and read Jody Bernstein's. Now, the credit bureaus know they're illegal, and if you hired them, that gives them the right to beat you up. So don't do it. Hire First Stone Credit Counseling, or just do it on your own. It's going to take a lot longer. And actually, when you hire First Stone Credit Counseling, you may even get out of it for free. You'll get your money back because the other side tends to violate the rules all the time. And the rules are very specific in this situation. Okay? Anyway, in 2000, they did Operation Protection Deception, got rid of a bunch because they didn't have to do anything until 2006. So they came out with Operation Credit Despair. That did a little good, but in 2008, they had to do Operation Clean Sweep. And then in 2011, they did Operation Empty Promises and Clean Sweep too. But you have about 5,000 of these guys out there, and the credit bureaus won't, if they think, they all do the same thing, see. So if they think that you've hired one of them or you're acting like one of them, they're going to punish you. You need somebody with teeth, knows how to get them, like First Stone Credit Counseling, who instigated a lawsuit on them back in 1996, January 26th, in Texas District Court. And they admitted that their legal bill was $44 million. They had eight law firms just to survive because the lawyers and our company caught them. But they got away. I figured they spent close to $100 million because they had to buy the judge. Judge made a decision, let him off the hook. Yeah, I was afraid of that. Too much money involved in keeping millions of people in economic bondage. Right, J.D.?
That is true. But we want to talk another thing about another side of the FTC for consumers, because I think a lot of you out there are going to have some kind of connection with this about the body, buying the body slimming creams, okay?
Yeah. And the FTC does a lot of good things. Don't get me wrong here.
This is for the consumer side of the FTC. And they refunded like 416,000 dollars back to the consumers that had purchased this deceptive marketing tool about the body slimming creams. Another thing that they refunded money back was like several million back to the consumers that had that cramming on their phones. So you know about that.
Versus. That's where they went out and called you to advertise, like AT&T and I think T-Mobile were two of them. I'm not sure. There may have been more. And then they charged you for it. Isn't that great? Yeah, some of that big business crap that destroys the country. In fact, you ought to boycott these guys that do this kind of crap. That's one of the things that First Stone Credit Counseling has helped put together, the People's Credit Bureau. So if y'all want to join up and help, then we might save the country and we'll get some fairness. And y'all have to go vote to belong, though. But you vote consumer-friendly. In fact, one of the directors of First Stone Credit Counseling is a computer wizard. And he found three websites that he's connected up. In fact, there's several consumer wizards that help the company. Even Steve there said he was going to do some social media marketing. See, so if everybody joined up here and followed the education and so forth, not only will we have a good, strong organization that has a lot to say about freedoms, we're not telling you how to live. We're telling you how to have some money and stay out of trouble so you got some. 972-235-1188. 972-235-1188 during the week. Okay, that's today. After the show's over, you can call, which it will be over at 10 o'clock our time. That's 8 o'clock in California and 11 o'clock in New York and 6 hours different in England.
Okay, we want all of you to remember, too, that you can go to the website of FTC.gov and file a complaint. And that's also true for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They have a website that you can go on and file complaints. They want to hear from you, so we encourage you to do that. If you have a business complaint, if you have a consumer complaint, go online and fill out the form. It's easy to do.
Yes. And if you get your identity stolen, forget LifeLock, ID Guard. They can't do anything for you. that million-dollar policy on everybody is BS. What you do is you go to the FTC and you fill out a report. Actually, you can call your police, but they're not going to be overjoyed. We've sent a lot of people to the police, and they'd rather chase the murderers or somebody else. Kidnappers, they don't want to have to take a report. But you need a report, and you can do it online with the FTC. And now those so-called credit bureaus will have to give you 7 years of financial protection. Nobody will be able to pull your credit report without calling you and getting a password. Isn't that great? In fact, if you join First Stone Credit Counseling, the People's Credit Bureau, we'll show you how to do it. And we'll show you how to get another one free. They want to sell you something. They are selling your information, not paying you, and doing a bad job. So join First Stone Credit Counseling. Hey, the people that have stay out of trouble, and if something happens, well, you're going to have a friend that knows how to go get them, has a network of consumer advocate lawyers around the country. And when you take them to court, we don't lose very often. Nope, haven't lost one in about 16 years. Yeah, ever since we figured out something. There's a place to take them and to win. Yeah, okay. So, a little more difference between the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau before we go to break, which will be in a couple more minutes, is the Federal Reserve System pays the budget for the government bureau called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, okay? Now, the authority, what do? Well, they go after collectors particularly who abuse people. And
one of the things that you might like to know is that they're going to simplify mortgage forms. If you've ever bought a house, you know what I'm talking about, because there is a huge group of mortgage forms that you have to complete in order to get into that house.
Yes. And they're getting ready to come down on the payday loan people. In fact, one of them got nailed the other day for charging 1,000% interest. And the bank, who wouldn't loan you any money, loans them money at 150%. Yeah, isn't that great? And they always get paid, or they have a blacklist. If you're a payday loan executive and you don't pay them back, you're never going to get a loan again at any bank. Yes, it's that serious. So they get 150%. Why loan you any money when they can loan it to the payday guys who are going to charge you 300, 400, maybe 1,000. Yeah. Shame on these people, okay? You come to First Stone Credit Counseling, we'll get you out of trouble. Anyway, we're coming up on break here. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes for the last part of the show.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Have you ever noticed that credit bureaus are not very consumer-friendly? The sad truth is they're about 99.9% credit collector and lender friendly. However, without consumers, credit bureaus have nothing to sell. Period. Speaks volumes, doesn't it? Something new has just arrived on the scene. It's the People's Credit Bureau, a truly consumer-friendly and consumer-fair credit bureau. And it's not just selling bad news like all those three other systems. Fact, consumers can join the People's Credit Bureau Club now. Here's a sampling of some benefits you'll receive. One, a credit guard service. Two, fast-track credit restoration with correction and file cleanup. Three, a shield and sword attorney network. Four, credit realities educational courses. And there's much, much much more. The People's Credit Bureau even has the power to certify or guarantee to creditors that you will pay your tab no matter what. Join up today and call 972-235-1188 or visit thepeoplescreditbureau.com. That's 972-235-1188 or visit thepeoplescreditbureau.com on the web.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
No!
Are you aware that America is fast becoming a two-class society? The haves and the have-nots. The haves, who control big business and call themselves elites. They use credit reports along with credit risk integrity scores to brand the have-nots and to widen the gap. First Stone Credit Counseling and the People's Credit Bureau are fighting back. When you join First Stone Credit Counseling, you'll also receive a membership in the People's Credit Bureau. Your first benefit is a personal credit file evaluation with FICO risk scores, letting you know where you fit in today's credit society and what you must do to avoid have-not status. That's just a start. To learn more, go to firststone.com, F-I-R-S-T-S-T-O-N-E.com, or peoplescreditbureau.com, or give us a call at 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Join up today and protect your tomorrow.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Okay, welcome back to the last segment of the Consumer Fight Back Show this Tuesday. We are coming to you live Tuesday morning here from our offices at First Stone Credit Counseling in North Dallas, Texas. And First Stone, as you just heard the commercial, is nationwide, actually worldwide. We have gotten calls from other countries to get people out of trouble. Had a couple from Dubai. People who do business here had credit cards here and got in trouble with them accidentally. Even though you got a lot of money, you can get in trouble. Especially, I imagine that the payments from Dubai take a little longer. Especially if you're sending a check. And if you send it over the internet, you may have gotten your identity and your payment stolen. Lots of stuff on the bad thing about the internet is you can't protect it. It's too easy to rip you off. So don't pay anything there. A lot of education. So call First Stone if you want to get out of trouble, and we'll help you. Now, the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is really good in that it acts pretty fast. It is tough. It has government authority, gets it money from the money guys, that's the Federal Reserve, who are not Federal or Reserve, but independent 12 banks joined together and take care of the money for the United States. In fact, we are the world's reserve currency, and you better hope we stay there. A lot of rumors about that, too, we hear. Hear all kinds of things. The Federal Trade Commission is to try to make the business fair, and their job is to get rid of the credit repair guys. It's not worked out very well. Yours truly has tried to help them do it, but it's a lot of work. So anyway, the credit repair guys do a lot of damage. The credit bureaus love them. They have a love-hate relationship with them. Causes them extra work, but that's all done automatically now. They think that you've hired a credit repair clinic, you go into their automatic situation, which is one of the things the Attorney General in New York got on them about. Yes. And they have promised, they being the consumer reporting agencies, also known as the credit bureaus, the big three, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, and they can be had. In fact, you can go to free annual credit report and get yourself a credit report once a year. In fact, you can get it more often if you know First Stone Credit Counseling. You can probably get one free every month. What they don't want to give you free is the credit scores. There are about 19 phony credit scores out there. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is exposing this. So you're going to see more from them. But the Federal Trade Commission does a lot of good things, too. So you want to be a whistleblower with these guys. Now, how do you get a hold of them? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, is 855-411-2372. 855-411-2372.
Now, you just brought up a very good point about the credit scoring. Okay, one of the things that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is doing is investigating the variations in credit score reporting. So under the new rules, okay, you are allowed to get your credit score. In other words, when you go, and I know this for a fact, when you purchase a house, there is a form that you have to sign off on where they are showing you what your score is on that credit report that they pulled for you. But the same also goes along with the car dealerships. You are supposed to be able to know what your score is. They can't just run up to the second floor to the financial guy on the second floor and pull that credit report and come back down and say, you know, I'm so sorry, you know, your score, blah, blah, blah. So you must be able to see that score, okay? So remember that, you know, that you, and say that when you go in to buy something. You know, I know that you are supposed to show me my score. Let them know that you're educated on that point.
Yes. And if you can, get a copy of it. They really don't want to give you a copy of the mortgage report, but it is extremely comprehensive, and a lot of companies will slip you one anyway. The credit bureaus want you to go buy one, see. But there are people out there selling it, and you can get one for a dollar. They're hoping that you forget to cancel and just pay the dollar, and we'll stick with them for a year for $29.99 or $29.95, which is it every month. Pretty close to $30, right? Or $358 and change a year. That's a lot of money. Plus, they can't do anything for you. They're not legal to do anything for you, and they can't do anything for you. Well, we're coming down to the end of the show here, and we're getting into the Barry corner again. We want to tell you about Texas Law Shield again and U.S. Law Shield. If you're out there and you are protecting yourself, and you better, because if you're starting to see what happened this week, the Al-Qaeda and ISIS are now targeting our U.S. military people, and they're telling their people to go kill them. Yes, you better have a gun. You better learn how to use it. And you're going to need some protection. So call Texas or U.S. Law Shield at 877-448-6839. 877-448-6839. The best deal is you to take some personal action and so forth. And you tell them that BJD or FSCC 2015 sent you. BJD 2015, FSCC 2015. Okay, JD, we got about 2 minutes left.
Well, I'd like to also remind our listeners, too, that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau also assists military families, and that's one of the things that Bruce just mentioned to you. There is a special oversight committee. You can call the Office of the Service Member Affairs at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. If any complaints that you have, if you're a military family, you definitely want to call and let them know what's going on.
Now, if, as we hear, there are credit repair clinics out there thinking they're going to learn how to do this from us, you're not going to be able to do it unless you have the protection of the government signing you off. So what you could do, though, is you could join up as a joint venture or partner with First Stone Credit Counseling. So you can call us and we will make you a deal. We are getting to the point that we are going to want to retire soon. So if you would like to help people and help yourself and save America, call 972-235-1188, 972-235-1188, and you can get in the business and be legal, and when you're legal, you get it done. In fact, many times the people that come here get abused so badly that they get this free. Well, we're coming down to the last few seconds here.
Well, next week we're going to get in a little bit more in depth in the Federal Reserve. Are they really federal? There's a lot to know about that.
All right. Well, goodbye and see you next week. And we enjoyed it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.